¿Sabías que puedes ayudarnos a producir nuevas temporadas de nuestros podcasts y audioseries? En Estudio 80 ya tenemos a la venta una nueva serie de audiolibros que están basados en nuestros podcasts y que fueron producidos de manera totalmente independiente por nosotros. Tenemos audiolibros de muchos géneros: comedia romántica, terror, crímenes reales, comunicación y lingüística, comida, estilo de vida, historias de migración y mucho más. Varios de ellos están disponibles en español, inglés, italiano y francés. Conoce nuestro catálogo en 80estudio.com/audiobooks y encontrá los títulos en libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat y en tu aplicación de audiolibros favorita. Muchas gracias por tu apoyo. Hi everyone, welcome to 80 Cuentos, a Latin American anthology with audio tales coming from all around the region. I'm Maru Lombardo, your host, and today we bring you a story from Ciudad de México. This is a story about finding help in places we never thought of. Here goes Fire Not Only Burns, created by María Ramírez. To my mother, Isabel. Prologue. This is the story of the women in my family. Powerful women who from generations back have done wonderful things with air, earth, water, and fire. The elements run in our blood. They are part of us. We are part of them. We are part of them. Being the only one left alive, I feel obliged to write our stories, which until now have remained secret, because before we disappear from the face of the earth, the world must know about us and must also know that I am to blame for our disappearance. No, Ava, go away. What are you doing? Ava, seriously, what do you want? Tell me, what do you need? Oh, you want cuddles? Yes, don't you? How Mom spoiled you, how wonderful. If she could see you right now. I remember when she told me that you were going to help me, and now you're the only one who demands attention. You don't even let me work, do you? I love you very much. Even though you're totally spoiled. Chapter 1. My mom told me about her powers when I was a teenager. However, I had the feeling that she and my aunts were special since I was a kid. I remember everything that happened at the fountain in my house when we would gather as a whole family to watch. I also remember when my mother bathed me. They were never normal baths. It was as if the whole ocean fit in the tub for a moment. We would roll in the waves, we would play. I also remember when I was bathed by my mother. I remember the first time I saw a gallon of water in elementary school. It was a strange moment. My house was never short of, and we never had to buy bottles of it. What now, Ava? What do you need, pretty girl? Oh, you want water? You don't have any more? Okay. But can't you at least wait until the end of the chapter? I swear, we're almost done. I know you're hating it, but I have to give you a bath, Linda. Ouch! Ava, no! Ow, stop scratching me! Ava, we're almost done, please! No, Ava, wait! Come here! No, Ava, not on the computer! No, please! Please! The text! The books! They can't be... No! Oh, please turn on! Please turn on! Please! Oh! Jesus Christ! Half of the third chapter has been erased! No! Let's see. I just wrote it. I must remember it. It was something from... How I never... Okay. Unlike my mom, my grandmother, and my aunts, I never felt in control of my power. I never felt like fire was a part of me, but rather something that took over my body every time I got angry. It started as heat in my body that increased to the point where my skin was burning. I knew I was dangerous well when the flames appeared. For a long time, my mother would help me put them out with her water. But as time went on, the fire became harder and harder to control. Eventually, the time came when, like a bomb, I exploded. I don't remember anything other than the moment I woke up in the ashes of what had been my house. When I woke up, I realized that I was surrounded by the corpses of my aunts and my mother. They had burned to death. Baba, I love you too. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ava, get off for a second. Get off. Ava, you love me very much, don't you? Yes, I love you too. I love that you're here. I really appreciate your company. Let's see, come. Come with me so I can write, okay? Chapter 7. I haven't felt the heat again since the explosion. I find it soothing to be isolated in the woods, away from civilization, because I pose a danger to people. I have learned breathing and meditation techniques to control my mind, though I still haven't figured out how to control the heart. Ow! No, Ava! Let go of my sweatshirt! Not now! Well, do you want to play? Okay, let's play! Come! Look what I have here! Oh, Ava, I'm sorry I left you locked in! I forgot to open the sale! What happened here? What is this? Ava, what did you do? These papers are... They're... What's the matter with you? The couch? What happened to the couch, Ava? I can't believe it. What did you do? How could you? What about the bed? Everything is... How do you make this mess? Oh, you're mad? Well, I'm angrier. What's all this sand in the corner of every house, huh? Ava, now you're not going to finish it. Come here. No, don't even run. Come here, it's serious. Jesus Christ. Does it smell like... Ugh! How disgusting! Poop? What is wrong with you, Ava? What did I do to you? Why would you do this? You peed too? Ugh! How gross! Why did you destroy basically like the whole apartment? Why are you... No. 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 My book! Ava! My book! What? What? How? How? You two are... You're also... You're okay. I don't know what would I do if you had... I must close the windows. This wind is freezing. But Ava, what happened? I saw you in... Oh my god. I knew it. You're fired too. I saw you when... Oh my God, I didn't explode. Ava, how come I didn't explode? If I felt the same as I did that time. Did you just light the fireplace? What do you think, huh? It was through Ava that I learned to control my fire. It was as if she had absorbed my explosion. She was able to support my fire, even contain it. From that day on, I gradually lost my fear of exploding, of fire, because now I have Ava. If it weren't for her, maybe I wouldn't be here. What's the matter, Ava? It's cold already, isn't it? Yeah, I'm cold too. Yeah, I want to turn that fire too. Okay, to the count of three, whoever hits it first. Okay, to the count of three. One, two, three. I beat you. Don't forget to check out the Spanish version of this episode called El Fuego No Solo Quema. You can find it in our podcast feed as well. This story was created and written by María Ramírez. María is a scriptwriter and psychologist based in Ciudad de México. She has worked for Netflix, Studio 80, and Sonoro Media, and more. The protagonist was voiced by me, Maru Lombardo. Jeremías Suárez made the music and sound designing for this episode. You can check out transcripts for our stories at 80studio.com/80-cuentos. I'm Maru Lombardo, this is 80 Cuentos. Thank you for coming, and of course, thanks for listening.